It has only been 3 years since Brandon Drozdowski came to the Watershed Forum and took on the Streamwatch program, something that I've been interested in for over 50 years now. But just in 3 years, Brandon, the presentation you just did for the Slotin Rotary Club, the impact that you've had and that Streamwatch has had, which has only been going for 30 years, is amazing. Give our listeners a little bit about what we have accomplished through Streamwatch.
Yeah, absolutely. So one thing that I highlighted through that presentation was that our volunteer hours are raising every single year, but in recent years, our amount of trash and amount of line that we pick up at our high-use sites has become relatively steady. So what that shows to us is that volunteers are putting in more and more effort to clean up the same amounts of litter from these sites because less litter is being accumulated at these sites. So,
and would that be because of awareness? As people volunteer for something, are they then a better steward of the river?
I believe so. I think that just having that presence out there and just, you know, having a positive influence on the river and showing people how to properly care for these areas can be really beneficial. And you can even see sometimes when you're picking up the river, you can see other people noticing you down the way, and then they kind of start to pick up their trash around them too. So I think just having that positive influence out there does a lot for the river and does a lot for folks and their care and connection to the river as well.
Now, you've also seen a huge increase in the last 3 years in the volunteers for Streamwatch. If somebody listening, how did they become a volunteer and become part of this, well, army that you've now put together to help care for the river?
Yeah, so folks can either get involved as an ambassador, so they can become a trained volunteer, or they can come out for our single-day stewardship events. If folks are interested in learning more about that, they can just email streamwatch@kenaiwatershed.org, and then they can either get squared away with volunteer training that's offered in person or online, or I can give them a schedule of events for the summer and have those single-day events if they just want to come out for 1 day and work with us for 1 day as well.
Now, I recall it's probably been over 30 years, I think it was just a little after Caring for the Kenai started, that the Streamwatch program started because of a person who noticed the habitat degradation that was happening at Russian River. And from just one person caring and stepping forward to what you started now, that's pretty amazing.
Yes, for sure. It's really awesome to see how communities can come together and have concern for these areas that they love. And that's kind of what we want to put forward with this program, you know, is having those connections, making people feel more personal with these areas and, you know, not only coming forward to help clean them, but also speaking out and saying, hey, I think a project would be good here, or a restoration is needed there, and connecting with someone that can then make that possible is a huge part of the program.
Now, Streamwatchers are mainly adults, but I understand now that you have a junior Streamwatch program, which gets to my heart, our high school kids can actually get out there and see and do.
Yeah, for sure. It's something that was started in recent years, but it's very similar to the program in the sense that we go out on an individual basis, but we also do group event days there and educational days with them. It's really awesome to get involved, and what's really cool is that it's different from the regular Streamwatch program because it shows these junior Streamwatchers what a career in conservation looks like. So, you know, how to get involved with conservation, how to kind of foster those interests and put them forward, and then we also try to tailor the program a lot to individual interests. So if folks really are interested in invasive species, we can do plant identification, and if they're interested in something else, we can lean towards that as well.
Step one for more information for either a young listener or an older listener who wants to be a volunteer?
Just send an email to streamwatch@kenaiwatershed.org or look us up at kenaiwatershed.org and look at some of the great information there and learn a little bit more and reach out to me and see how you can get involved.
Find out about the major events that you've got planned for the coming summer.
Yes, absolutely. We have a few things put together. Our volunteer orientation will be on June 7th, but we also have some litter cleanups at Centennial Park getting ready to go. We also have some restoration and revegetation efforts going in late May, early June as well. So a lot of early season stuff, and then we also have things throughout the season as well, like our Trashercise Tuesday series, which will start on July 8th, and we do a two-hour litter cleanup on Kasiloff Beach.
Well, now that winter's been a little late in coming, do you think we'll need snowshoes to do the volunteering this year?
I sure hope not, but you never know. It seems it surprised us now, and it could surprise us again, that's for sure.
Mother Nature is always full of surprises, and we are there to help her out as much as we can. Brandon Grzybowski is the director of the Streamwatch program at the Kenai Watershed Forum, and I'm Merle Sikorski, returning you to that river-watching sound of KSRM.